Welcome to the Vanessa G Fitcast. If you think eating less is the answer to getting lean, or that you have to choose between having donuts and wine or having a body you love, well then girl, you are in the right place. Chances are you've fallen victim to diet culture's terrible advice on how to eat and exercise. But don't worry, this podcast is going to bring you actionable information so you can start transforming your body without giving up your life. I'm Vanessa Gillette, founder and head coach of Vanessa G Fitness and Nutrition. This podcast was born from my passion for helping all women create bodies they feel confident in. Thank you for tuning in and trusting me to support and guide you. Now let's do this. Welcome back to the Vanessa G Fitcast. I'm Vanessa Gillette, and here with me, as always, is
Omar Pozos. Hey, guys.
All right, so we are officially into the holiday season. This episode will be released the week of Thanksgiving, and super, super excited. This is my favorite time of the year, heading into the holidays. So I figured it is the perfect time for us to drop some quick tips on how to actually stay fit through the holiday so that you don't become, you know, a statistic there and gain that 10 to 15 pounds that people always seem to be gaining during the holiday season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's really not that difficult, Vanessa, or at least the way you break it down makes things a lot smoother and a lot just easier to navigate. What would you say is your favorite holiday? Do you have a favorite?
Definitely
one?
Christmas.
Really?
I'm a big Christmas gal.
You were trying to play Mariah Carey the other day.
Oh yeah. Day after Halloween, I'm playing Christmas music. But anyway, I think we need to really talk about, before we get into these tips, what actually is the holiday season? Because, you know, obviously when we're talking about the holiday season, like you and I are more so referring to Thanksgiving and Christmas this time of year, but what people tend to do wrong is they tend to think, oh, I can't really focus on myself, on my fitness, my nutrition this time of year because it's the holidays. But when you take a step back and you think about it, the holidays really are all year long. When you really think, okay, what is the holiday season? Personally, I would consider the holiday season to be Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day for some people, Easter, Memorial Day, got to celebrate, you know, the kickoff of summer, right? 4th of July, Labor Day, and, you know, probably throw in like your birthday is sometime in there. And
my birthday, yes, it is a national holiday.
Your significant other's birthday too is probably worth celebrating. So really, if you total all that up, that comes out to 12 days out of the year. So if we consider all 12 of those days, and if you're like, okay, you know, if you kind of subscribe to our ideology with food and having like a sustainable approach to your food and your fitness, you know, personally with our clients, we don't ask you to be rigid by any means when it comes to a holiday like this. We typically don't track our food on these days. We relax and we just practice having that healthy relationship with food and using food as a mechanism to create memories. But if you are taking these 12 days to be let's call them off days, then that still leaves you with 353 days out of the year that are opportunities to be good days. So if you are, you know, quote unquote good on those other days of the year, you're going to have a 97% score for the year if we were to put a number to it. So I would say 97%, pretty dang good. I don't think I was really getting like 97s on tests in college, but
yeah. I was lucky to be passing tests in college, so I'm not going to say anything. One just quick little thing, Vanessa, too, is, you know, you tend to forget, like if you're a mom, you've got your kids' birthdays, you know, their friends' birthday parties and stuff. So realistically, there's so many more just events where these tips and tricks are going to be helpful to, because at the end of the day, and you've said it before, if it's not something you want to do every day for the rest of your life, it's not sustainable. And this approach to me is just the perfect way to go about, you know, unseen circumstances, if you want to call it, or unplanned events that you have to go to, so that you can just crush it and move on to the next.
Yep, exactly. And that's really what I was getting at here is, you know, if we consider those 12 days to be like your off days for the year, then like, yeah, you would be super on point with your nutrition. But realistically, that's not how most people operate. Those are not the holidays. That is not the holiday season right there. We also, what the normal average person does who never just gets the body they want because they just, they don't operate the way we do. They celebrate the holidays like, okay, you know, Halloween. Then we have, let's say, the 7 days after Halloween that we're still binging on candy because we're, you know, quote unquote, out of control. We're triggered by Halloween. Then there's Thanksgiving. Then it's like, oh, you know what? Thanksgiving, let's just let this whole time of year be a wash and let the whole like 28 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas just be a total wash. It's the holidays, celebrating it the entire time. Then you have Christmas, and then you have, you know, the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's Eve because, oh, you know, it's still just the holidays. Might as well wait to get started until the new year, right? That's what people say. And so then you have, you know, New Year's Eve, you're celebrating, and then New Year's Day, you're still hungover from New Year's Eve. Probably going to be hungover for a couple of days before you finally, you know, get yourself together and decide, all right, I'm starting my New Year's diet. And then, okay, now you're in the diet season and you're on a diet for what, maybe a month, and then now it's the Super Bowl. And now suddenly you're like, oh, I fell off my diet. So now you're celebrating the Super Bowl because, you know, holiday, and then President's Day, and, you know, might as well use that as an excuse. You get the day off of work. Like, yeah, why not? We're partying. And then you have, what, MLK Day, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter.
Sneak in a vacation here and there.
Yeah, you know. There's definitely going to be a vacation at some point. Mother's Day, Father's Day. You don't even have to have kids. Like, we have a dog and we celebrate those days. Come on.
I do have a cool Happy Padre shirt that you got me.
Yeah. Well, I think only us find that funny, but it's fine. Then you have, what, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Again, you have your birthday, your significant other's birthday, like every single one of your 14 closest friends' birthdays.
Yeah. And then, the list just goes on and on and on.
You know, you have like the fake holidays, like National Margarita Day, like, you know, it's going to be your coworker's birthday at some point, and it's like, you don't even like your coworker, but it's their birthday and they brought cake. So now you're celebrating that too. Right. And that's how people end up in this place where they have almost as many off days as they have on days during the year. And they forever end up in this cycle where every year around January 3rd or so, they start a diet, they stick to it for maybe a month, and then they're off the rest of the year, struggling between this battle of being on the diet and off the diet. And it all comes back to this mindset that they can't be consistent through the holidays. And so that's what I want to talk about here with this podcast, is how do you stay consistent through the holidays or through any kind of event that involves any kind of celebration around food?
That's a great point. You're right. It is it's a mindset change more than anything else, because it's that all or nothing mentality, right? So if you're, like you said, if you go into Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas thinking, oh, I'll just start next year, then what happens automatically is you're just like, fuck it, I'm just going to go all in on Halloween, all in on Thanksgiving, all in on Christmas. And realistically, had you used some of these tips and tricks that we're about to give you guys prior into going into the holidays, maybe you gained a pound, maybe you gained 2-3 pounds. But instead of that all or nothing mentality, you know, you use a guideline to help you navigate through that.
Yeah, exactly. So number one, try to keep your morning as normal as possible when you're celebrating a holiday. So what does that mean? Like, if your normal morning routine is like you get up and you work out or you go for a walk, maybe you get up and you have an emphasis around drinking water first thing in the morning, like whatever it is, whatever your way to start off a good, healthy day is, still do that on a holiday, because it's rare that there's a holiday that like starts as soon as you wake up. Typically, you know, if it's something like Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's like the main event with food happens later in the day. So treat your morning like you would any other morning. Eat, you know, a nice like high protein, high fiber meal that you enjoy and makes you feel good and helps level out your blood sugar. And, you know, big thing not to do, do not restrict or fast or like skip breakfast in anticipation of the fact that you're going to have a big meal later in the day for the holiday. So many people make that mistake, and it makes me so mad every time, because all you're doing is setting yourself up to overeat later because you're starving.
One thing I love about this, Vanessa, is like you said, if you kind of set up yourself for success in the morning right off the bat, like, I don't know about you, but like when I go get a quick workout, and even if it's nothing crazy in the morning, like I just feel so much different and my approach to my day is totally different. So instead of coming back and saying, you know what, I'm just going to eat, you know, a stack of pancakes, like you said, maybe I'll focus on a higher protein breakfast and have a little fiber in there, a little fresh fruit in there. And it just sets me up in a whole different mindset as well.
Exactly. So tip number two, be what I call the ambassador of health. So like Omar said there, maybe you're the person that likes to get up and work out early in the morning. Maybe your family is not like that. Maybe nobody in your family has any kind of interest in moving their body, anything healthy or anything fitness and nutrition related. Well, you can be the person who kind of bridges that gap for them without being pushy, but just by setting an example and potentially inviting others to join you in these things. So maybe you'd want to go for a walk in the morning, and maybe you're staying with your family. You don't typically see your whole family except for these holidays. Why not invite your sibling or your mom or your cousin or somebody to go on this walk with you? And it can be a great time for you guys both to get some exercise, some fresh air, and to, you know, bond and catch up. And then maybe you even could like do a full workout and invite someone to join you, and you can teach them a little bit about movement, and you could be a potential opportunity to change their life, to show them a potential interest in working out. On the nutrition side of it, like I always say, you know, you want to control the variables that you can control. So you know that probably other people are going to be bringing like more indulgent dishes. Like they might have, you know, some pies and some sweet potato casseroles that have like the marshmallows and the sugar. And like, there might be all these very like standard holiday dishes there. So why not control what you can control, and you be the person that brings one to two dishes that you feel good about eating? And not to say that you can't have those other things, but now you know you can build a more balanced plate, because even if everything else on the buffet table is, you know, quote unquote unhealthy, at least you brought something that you know is a little bit more healthy. So especially if like nobody in your family even likes to eat vegetables, then your challenge is to make a vegetable dish that maybe they'll actually want to eat. I love kind of taking on this challenge every year. Like I always like to make a more indulgent vegetable dish. So, you know, during the year, standard like meal prep for me might look like having more simple roasted vegetables with just like some olive oil and some seasoning and stuff. But when it comes to a holiday, like I'm going to make them, you know, extravagant. I'm going to like put cheese on them and like, you know, honey and like a balsamic glaze and like all these different fancy ingredients, and do it in a way where it's like dang good, to where people are trying it and they're like, I think I like vegetables now.
Yeah. Or you also like to make like a bomb salad, and I'll be the first to say you crush it with some good salads.
Yeah, exactly. So you can really stand out from the crowd and bring the delicious vegetable dish that everybody's honestly going to be thankful for, because it's refreshing when everything else is really heavy. Number three, play it smart with the food table. So typically when it comes to a holiday, there's usually some sort of like buffet table or just like big extravagant spread of food. So number one, never hover over the food table. It stimulates your hunger. It makes you feel hungry, even if you actually might not be hungry, just because your eyes are seeing the food options. So don't hover over the food table and chat. Like if you want to eat, make a plate, put it on a plate and go eat it elsewhere. If it comes to like actually serving yourself, like, okay, it's time to have Thanksgiving dinner and we have the buffet table out and you grab your plate, don't go up and look at the food for the first time as you're serving yourself, because you will 100% overserve yourself just because you're kind of under pressure. You know, you got someone in line behind you waiting to fill their plate, and you're just going to take a scoop of everything, and you're probably going to take a really big scoop of everything because you don't really know what you want yet. Instead, go and scan the whole food table without your plate. Kind of identify what are the things that you're definitely going to want to put on your plate. What are the things that are like, meh, I don't really care too much about that. It's not really something that I really like that much anyway. And then
what was that noise again? Meh. Your meh foods.
Yeah, your meh foods. And identify the things that you're like, hell yeah, I'm definitely going to put that on my plate and eat that because that is my favorite food in the world. It like is the epitome of this holiday for me. It's like, that's definitely something I'm going to have. So if you go up to the buffet already knowing what those things are, you can build a more balanced plate that way. And you know what? As on that note, as you're having those things that are like more exciting foods for you, as you're eating it, really connect to just like the significance of that food for you. Like, Omar, what is your...
Desserts. Is that where you're going? Are you
yeah,
asking?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, when you think about like a Thanksgiving meal, what is the food that gets you the most excited?
Yeah, the dessert table. That's what works for me. My approach to it is, okay, so obviously Thanksgiving, you know, there's going to be awesome appetizers, you know, salad or not salads, but like appetizers, entrees, and desserts. So what I like to do is I know I want to have maybe two slices of pie. So I dial it back in on the appetizer section of it. So knowing that, you know, my go-to foods are going to be desserts, my meh foods, like you called it, are going to be more on the appetizer side. So I kind of dial it back on the appetizer, or maybe instead of drinking, I don't know, sweet tea or whatever you're having, I'll go for the water and kind of dial it back there, because I know my main focus and what brings me the most joy is going to be the dessert table.
Yeah, exactly. So you just basically helped us jump ahead to tip number 4, which is really just practice portion control. So really, like, when you identify what are the foods that you want to be having, you want to have a balanced plate as you put those things onto a plate. So what does a balanced plate really mean? It should look something like half of the plate is vegetables, a quarter of the plate is a protein source, and then a quarter of the plate is more of those indulgent treats. Because that way you're going to fill up a little bit more on the vegetables and on the protein, but you're still going to be able to have the treats. And if you want to go back for more, you totally can. This is a food freedom place. You're allowed to go back and have seconds. But one thing to do is wait 10 minutes before you go back for seconds, because it takes 10 to 20 minutes for your body to really acknowledge its fullness levels. So when you finish your plate, your brain might be saying, I want more. I want more. Go back and get more. And your stomach might feel like, oh yeah, I could definitely do more. But if you wait 10 minutes, your stomach actually starts to send those signals and talk to your brain, where suddenly you might be like, actually, I feel pretty good. I'm pretty satisfied right now.
Yeah.
And then maybe you wait a little longer. And it's still not to say that, you know, later you might go back for more. Even after the food's been cleaned up, you can probably pull it back out for seconds or thirds if you want to. There's no rush with this.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I mean, there's going to be leftovers, right? The, like, for example, Thanksgiving, you know, if you're going home, you'll probably be there through Sunday. So if you didn't have an appetizer or a dessert that you wanted, maybe have it on Friday or Saturday. I mean, it's not like it's going to go away.
Yeah. And you always enjoy it more when you do create that space and you let your stomach room open back up a little bit, instead of being like, oh, I'm so full, I feel disgusting, but oh, I'm going to have a little bit more because I feel like I should. If instead you wait and you're like, okay, I know tomorrow I could have more of this, or later tonight I could have more of this, then you wait. And then once you feel a little bit like a little bit hungry again, you go back for more. It's going to taste so much better than it would have earlier.
Yeah, I agree.
So tip number 5, if you drink, drink like an adult. So what does that mean? I always say, let's subscribe to the rule, drink 1-to-1 alcohol and water, for so many reasons. And we've talked about this before, but one, you want to stay hydrated, because it's going to really, really help keep you from being hungover the next day. Two, it's just going to help you not become the drunk idiot at the Thanksgiving table, help you absorb that alcohol a little bit better. And three, it's just going to help you not consume so much to where now you're doubling your caloric intake for the day because of the amount of alcohol you're consuming. Because as we know, alcohol is very, very calorie dense, no matter what type you're having. So what is like a way that you could help yourself start to have a little bit less if you're somebody who does rely on alcohol quite a bit? Well, number one, I would say ask yourself, like, what is your reason that you go for the alcohol? A lot of people find holidays to be stressful, and they might turn to alcohol to help them relax, to help them cope with the hard questions that their family is going to ask them, or
like,
the
do you
trauma.
Have a boyfriend yet? Right?
Yeah.
Like, or all the awkward conversations.
Why I'm dating Omar.
Okay. Ugh, all right.
Hard questions.
Listen, me, I think you're the odd one out. Your family loves me.
It's true. I think if something happened here, I would be out and he would stay.
Yeah.
But anyway, try not to have alcohol be your band-aid for just trying to relax. Instead, have some other distress relief tactics in your back pocket that you can turn to at least try before you go for that drink. So that might mean stepping away from the crowd and just taking a couple of deep breaths, or going on a walk in nature, or, you know, stepping away and calling somebody that helps you relax and just talking it through, or grabbing a journal and writing about these things. There's a ton of different ways that you could work through that stress without turning to the alcohol right away. And I personally also love to use just mocktail placebo drinks here and there. And that's not to say that I'm either drinking or not drinking. It might be that I have some drinks and then I switch to a mocktail and then I have another drink just to kind of slow me down. You know, instead of having wine all the way through, I might have a glass of wine and then I might have like a little spritzer with a little bit of wine and mostly soda water.
Yeah.
Or I might, you know, have a margarita and then switch to a mocktail margarita. Omar knows I love to make mocktail margaritas.
Yeah. But and at the end of the day, I mean, you know, Thanksgiving is such a long holiday that it's, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So just take it easy.
Yeah, exactly. And that brings us to tip number 6, be present. Because you guys, the holidays really at the end of the day, it should be an enjoyable experience. It should be a time for you to connect with loved ones and to really use food to help you connect with these loved ones and to help you make memories and enjoy this experience. It should not be something that takes away from the experience because you're stressed about food. You're overthinking it. You're binge eating. You're restricting and not allowing yourself to eat the types of foods that might be offered to you on holidays. Those kinds of things, they pull away from your holiday memories. And I know because I used to be there. I've been in that position where I was trying to eat paleo through Thanksgiving and I made my own paleo foods and stared at everybody else's foods, like resenting them that I couldn't have it when I was doing it to myself. I was making myself be that way. Or, you know, having times where I was dieting up until Thanksgiving and then just completely binged all day on Thanksgiving Day, made myself feel physically horrible and just did not enjoy the day at all.
Yeah. One thing, Vanessa, that I heard recently and that I like to do is you kind of do the 3x3x3 rule, which is if you're having, you know, anxiety because, I don't know, you're worried about what you're going to eat, or you're having anxiety about, you know, your family just asking you a ton of awkward questions, whatever it is, one thing to just kind of settle down and be present is that 3x3x3 rule, which is you look at 3 things in the room and you kind of settle down for a second, look at 3 things, smell 3 things, and you see 3 things. So like that activity of just kind of settling down and seeing what's around you, smelling what's around you, and hearing the things around you, like it allows you to just kind of let go of those negative thoughts and emotions and just kind of be present and be in the room. And I don't know, it works for me. That's kind of what I like to do.
Yeah, that's such a great tip. I love that. And really what this all comes down to is the goal was not to be perfect through the holidays. It's just about really taking care of yourself and enjoying the memory and not letting the experience turn into a negative relationship with food. And if you do slip up, be kind to yourself. At the end of the day, the holidays, they're all about love and kindness after all. So don't forget to extend that back to yourself.
Yeah, that was going to be my last point too is, you know, I think people forget or people try to compare, you know, their week at home or their week during the holiday to their every other week. Like if you're dialed into your nutrition and you're tracking calories and doing macros, you have to understand and you have to be a little flexible that success for you that week or that weekend is not going to be what it was on previous weeks, right? So like for me, for example, like I'm going to focus on maybe getting my 10,000 steps every day. And then other than that, I'm just going to worry about being present and having a good time. But if I go into it being like, no, I have to have my protein goal in order, I have to have my water goal in order, I have to, you know, my activity, I mean, I'll go crazy because quite frankly, it's very, very tough and almost impossible to be the way you are at home when you're around your whole family, because it's just, you know, you want to be there and you want to enjoy yourself. So
exactly.
That's the thing for me. It's go with that bend, don't break mentality where you're like, okay, I'm just going to be flexible and do what I can to enjoy the holidays. Because at the end of the day, one day or two, 3 days is not going to ruin any progress that you've already made.
Yeah. If your nutrition strategy doesn't bend, it will break. So that's such a good lesson to learn, is that the holidays are not a time where it's meant to just like, oh, it always throws me off with my nutrition. No, it's a time to practice that flexibility and to find what sustainability really looks like for you, because you're going to have these holidays every year for the rest of your life. So you need to learn how to navigate through them to make what you're doing sustainable. I hope you guys enjoyed these 6 simple tricks to stay fit through the holidays. And I hope that you all have an amazing Thanksgiving if you're listening to this episode when it comes out, or just an amazing holiday season. We are so thankful for all of you listening with us, hanging with us this year as we launch this podcast, and we can't wait to see what is to come for us. And if this resonated with you, please, please share this on your story so others can benefit from this as well. But we will be back next week. Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. If you learned something today, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review in iTunes. And if this particular episode resonated with you, do me a favor and take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story. Don't forget to tag me at Vanessa G Fitness so I can show you some love. All right, my carb queens, talk to you in the next episode.